855-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You bring up anything, we go to your phone calls. We'll start things out with Matthew, the intern in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Matthew.
Gentlemen, Sam, the man, I've always wanted to talk to you because you're doing something great for Liberty and spending all that time in jail. You're too much of more than the man I could ever hope to be. That's amazing.
Well, thank you, Matthew.
Now that I've got that out there, a couple of nights ago, Nick called from Texas about a story he had about how the cops messed with him out of the caves in some Kentucky thing, I think it was.
Mammoth Caverns.
They wanted to search his car, and they allowed it to happen.
Right. Well, as one avid pot smoker to another, and I wanted to give him some advice. I've never been busted. I'm not like Barry Cooper or anything like that, but I've never been busted with weed, and I smoke every day, all day.
Nice.
Three pieces of advice I give to him is, A, like you said, never, ever, ever let a cop search. I don't care what he tells you, if it's for your own safety, the answer is always going to be no. But like Mark says, you want to be polite as possible and not give that guy a reason to go off, you know. So what I do is I keep a dog with me. Whenever I have weed on me, I keep a dog with me. Not so such a big dog where they're going to be intimidated by it. That's too big. But you want to keep one, I'd say about corgi size or terrier size.
Okay.
With you at all times. That way, if you're ever in your car and the cops ask you, hey, can we search your car? Like, no, I'm not getting out of the car. We're in the middle of the road, and I've got my dog in the car, and I have and you never keep the leash on him. You keep it in your pocket. I have no leash. And if the dogs come, you know, hey, the dog's not going to cue on drugs because they're going to be barking at each other the whole time.
It seems a little elaborate. Like, maybe if you were transporting several pounds of marijuana, it wouldn't be a bad approach. But not everybody has the ability to take their dog everywhere they go if they happen to have weed with them. How about just the simple approach of saying, well, you know, with all due respect, I do have things to be doing, so I'd like to be moving on now. Thank you.
Well, as an African-American, I can tell you right now, a lot of times, that doesn't work.
Okay.
In the real world.
Fair enough.
But I can tell you, like, on a camping trip, that's when especially those cops would have never snuck up on him had he had a dog with them.
Hmm.
My dogs let me know when someone's a quarter mile away, hey, there's somebody coming in that direction. You might want to put your stuff away. They don't say that literally, but they let me know. So,
sure.
I mean, that's another good piece of advice. And like you said, if you don't have to take it with you, don't take it with you, obviously. Leave it at home if you can. But if you have to take it with you, and a dog is a great friend, too. So it kills two birds with one stone.
I like dogs just fine, no doubt about it. But for those who don't like them or who prefer other animals, and it's advice that won't be very helpful.
The cat isn't going to let you know when somebody's sneaking up, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the cat might chew your eye out after you're dead. That's about it.
I understand that.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
From one possum over to another, like, get a dog.
All right. Good advice. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So last night we had started an email from the White House. They like to write me emails. I don't know how I got on their list.
Mr. Axelrod.
David Axelrod, senior advisor to the president. Sometimes even old Barack Obama takes the keyboard and taps one out, allegedly. And so I had begun to read through. It was very end of the show, so we didn't really have time to do much more than scratch the surface of this. But they're trying to counteract what they call misinformation, misrepresentations, actually, is the term that they use, about their health insurance, their government-run health insurance program, which, of course, we all know is not going to start as a particularly 100% government-run program, but the basic plot is to launch a government insurance program to so-called compete with the regular insurance programs that are out there.
And if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health insurance, you can keep your health insurance.
Sure you can, until they go out of business.
Or they raise the prices so high that they're prohibitive. I mean, you can send all of your first-class mail through UPS or FedEx. It'll just cost you a fortune. Yes, there are these premium services out there, since the post offices run all the private. I kept all the private competitors out of the first-class mail business.
By threat of force.
Yeah, but basically, there is a law there that says you cannot compete in first-class mail for under a dollar, and I'm sure they'll raise that after they've inflated the dollar to the point that it's not worth it. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. But you can have all the premium service you want and pay 10 times what you would pay otherwise.
If the companies don't just decide to go out of business because they just can't get enough people to buy their super premium deluxe services, which it's all they'll be able to offer after a while, because the government's going to come in there and force them to add all of this coverage and regulate them even more so than they're currently regulated and drive up their costs dramatically. They're going to end discrimination for pre-existing conditions, meaning the companies will have to take on anybody that walks through their door, end exorbitant out-of-pocket expenses, deductibles, or copays. So they're going to put a cap on what can be charged for various different copays and other expenses like that, thereby increasing the costs to the insurance companies. And I think we left off on number 3, ends cost sharing for preventative care. Insurance companies must fully cover, without charge, regular checkups and tests that help you prevent illness, such as mammograms or eye and foot exams, for diabetics. And this is the equivalent of a car insurance program paying for your oil changes. If you don't get oil changes, eventually there's going to be some naughty bad things going on in your engine compartment. And so that's preventive maintenance, and it's essentially the car version of what they're talking about here. But if all car insurance programs were forced to pay for oil changes, then the premiums would go up dramatically, because you take the buyer out of the marketplace from having to see and understand and work in the marketplace and actually look at the market signals, look for different prices, and say, okay, I think I'll go to Valvoline or Jiffy Lube or this local market or this mom and pop store to get my oil change because they're cheapest or they're the best or whatever the deal is. Now, instead of that, they'll just go to wherever, and the company will just get to charge the insurance company, I mean, whatever they think is
whatever
appropriate.
Whatever the insurance company probably likely would pay. But, when you do take them out, you also insert into the equation 2 level of bureaucrats on the side of these companies, and who's going to pay them? So the cost of getting an oil change skyrockets, and this is what has happened to the medical industry. When you get the oil change, it costs $15. Sometimes you can get them for $15 or $19 if you get a coupon and go to the right place. Sometimes you can get charged $39 if you go to the wrong place. So, if you have somebody on the Jiffy Lube place or whatever it's called, we'll call it Zippy Lube rather than Jiffy, Zippy Lube place, they have to have a bureaucrat then, a bean counter to fill out the paperwork in order to give it to the government so that the insurance company, so the insurance company can then give it to a bureaucrat who has to fill out the paperwork in order to be able to get the check sent out. Some bureaucrat there on that side has to, get the checks done and send it back to the bureaucrat.
As opposed to just going and buying the damn oil change.
Right.
Good point.
You go to some guy who's got grease in his hands, you give him a $20 bill, he gives you a penny back.
Well, and what I've heard in these last 2 bullets is really abdicating personal responsibility and taking that away. When something's free, how much do you want?
As much as you can get.
Yeah, but when it costs money, you're going to take as much as you need. By getting rid of the copays and so forth, they're saying, hey, just come in as often as you want, and the government will then have to put in some kind of bureaucratic hoops for people to jump through that are going to bar people that really need that service or that treatment from actually getting it.
Well, the biggest hoop's going to be the lines that are generated by something like this. I mean, if anybody can go in and get all the preventative care up to, I'm sure there'll be certain caps on the amount of things you can get per year, but still, it'll be more than a lot of people might be currently doing. You're in a marketplace that'll be down because doctors are going to be quitting. Like, we talked to Gene, the Christian anarchist, last night, and he said that his wife's a doctor. She's ready to get out of the business if this goes through. So you're going to see the best doctors leave. You're going to see demand increase dramatically, and you're going to see lines, no doubt about it. I mean, it's so obvious.
And making preventative care free, well, guess what happens a few years down the road when the health care plan is running short of money? Suddenly, all of those preventive care treatments and options that are available, the list would probably shrink. And they're going to say, well, this isn't really really preventative care. We're not going to cover that anymore.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. If you'd like to analyze or speculate on this or bring up whatever you want, you can. 800-259-9231. The president's bullet points aren't done yet. We'll get some more of these coming up here on the program tonight, and you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Hey, and Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. We give them to you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can see them, and if you are a lady listener, you can become a part of the Shrine. Also, a video validation option is available. Learn all about it at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Let's go to your phone calls. We'll continue going down the list of bullet points that the propaganda that the White House wants to get out there into the public and, of course, responding to them as the show goes on here. But I want to get to the phone calls because that's what the show is all about. Let's talk first to Ziggy in the UK across the pond. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Daniel Hannan, who often appears on Freedom Watch, something he said on Freedom Watch has caught up with him over here. He said that the NHS was a big mistake.
The National Health Service, which is your government-run healthcare system.
Yeah, and it's causing a bit of a stir now here. Ironically, whereas you're protesting against the government spending even more money on healthcare, people would protest here if the government don't spend enough.
Mm.
To be honest, last night you were talking about the life, meaning of life, the Monty Python film.
Yes.
There's a sketch at the beginning of that film, Birth, which is closer to has a lot of truth in it about the NHS. The hospital administrator coming into the birthing clinic going, I hope you're using the machine that goes ping. This is actually something that kind of goes on with the NHS. Basically, the politicians only spend money on what is politically expedient. They don't spend money on, what is needed. Basically, I know that you guys are not in favour of the voucher system. Mm-hmm. However, it would be an improvement here. Because at least the free market would be able to provide healthcare where healthcare is needed.
See, this is the madness of the voucher system. I'm sorry, Ziggy. This seems to be the madness of the voucher system. It's another government fix to a government-created problem. You're saying that vouchers would help the government's problem created by the National Health Service.
And likely would.
Maybe you're right about that. But it's still another layer of bureaucracy.
It would be better than what we have now. That's what I'm saying. It's certainly a complete free market would be best. But
it's not really another step in the right direction. It's just a reorganization of the state.
I'm being pragmatic here. You really don't understand. The NHS is the third biggest employer in the world. It's the biggest employer in Europe. You are fighting a lot of self-interest. You're also fighting public opinion. I mean, this country is so in love with the concept of universal health care. So I try.
What makes you think they're going to take your voucher idea?
Well, they generally go, oh, no. Yeah. Someone once went to me, I said, yeah, but then companies would be making profits out of cancer patients. And I go, well, don't you realize that then they can, use that profit to research cures for cancer?
Yeah, if they can cure cancer, then they well deserve a profit.
Exactly. And, it's basically people think that, people should be making profits out of healthcare. Well, people already do. The pharmaceutical industry does. The pharmaceutical industry probably loves there being universal health care in this country.
Oh, the bureaucrats certainly profit.
Really,
I mean, those
big contracts.
Those bureaucrats are profiting. They're taking home more money than they had to begin with. I guess it's not really
the... I have to correct you on something. Every time you bring up British dentists on the show, I need to point this out. 20 years ago, the Thatcher government actually privatized opticians and dentists. Most dentists in this country are actually private now.
Really?
The stories you get are about people who are trying to search for NHS dentists. There are a few. Where I live in the country, it's fairly middle and upper class, so there's very few. But that's what people moan about. They don't moan about the fact that they have a choice now. They moan about the fact that there's a lack of NHS dentists. Because basically they think they get health care for free.
Right. Sure, sure. And this is what it teaches people to do.
Or SAPs.
Is it's the same way with public school. They imagine to themselves, well, the education's supposed to be free. You have a right to education here in this. Obviously, Ziggy, there's a difference between what you guys call public school and what we call public school. But government schools, people get the idea that they have a right to an education. And I'm not saying they don't have a right to get educated. They just don't have a right to force other people to pay for their education. And really, you know, our education system is essentially a delivery system for support to the teachers union. So it's just a big mess.
Well, exactly. It's the same with the NHS. I mean, the unions, Unison, which is, I think, the biggest union in this country, has a lot of employees in the NHS. And, of course, as soon as you threaten to do anything with the NHS, they threaten to go on strike.
Yep.
So, you know, to be honest, I once said to Gardner that if you try and get rid of universal health care in this country, you're not just hitting your head against a brick wall. You're hitting your head against a brick wall which is 30 feet thick and armor-plated. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So if fighting isn't the answer, Ziggy, what might be?
Working around the problem, you know, they want universal health care. I've said to them, look, for instance, I gave them a very, very good incident. I said, everyone knows that, for instance, mental health doesn't get the funding because it's not politically expedient. Whereas in a free market, you know, there would be more help, diverted there. So the voucher system, you know, if there was needed for a psychiatric hospital, one would be set up. Yes, the government still pays. So basically people do get more.
They're doing more than that, though, Ziggy. They're not just paying. They're also setting the standards and, you know, adopting the best practices and so forth. So if you have the same overarching authority and control apparatus in place, what does it matter if I go to Dr. A or School A or School B?
Well, I can give you another instance. My local hospital is always coming bottom of the league table, and there's no incentive for it to be improved. And that's the only that's the only hospital my doctor can refer me to for the general staff. If the hospital was privately run, there would be an incentive for it to improve, because the doctor would have a choice of what hospital to send me to. And if that hospital is still coming at the bottom of the league tables and failing, then
They're failing because they're basically getting smothered under all of these government regulations,
which would continue in a voucher situation, as we've seen with the school vouchers. It just gives the government an excuse to come in and control those private entities. So it's just giving the government another reach into an area that they previously.
But wouldn't the insurance companies have standards and regulations?
That they should. They should. Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's about the same.
No, because you have competing insurance companies out there setting various different standards versus the monopoly government paradigm.
Ziggy, thank you for the call. There is no easy answer here, though. I mean, really, Sam. I mean, it's easy for us to slap down Ziggy's suggestion, but what would we do if we were in his place?
And I think there are corner cases that would come up where, you know, it might be better to in this instance, but overall, I don't think it solves the problem.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. What would your solution be if you were in the UK? Or maybe you are.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop. When you need to know something about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. That's, again, updates. freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. Listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and you can get your free audiobook download by signing up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Every genre, Audible has it covered. audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. As we continue taking your phone calls about anything, we'll go to Eric in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Eric.
Good evening, guys.
Eric, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, real quick, before I get to what I called about, I just wanted to give an update. Last week I called in to recommend a bit of entertainment called in a show called Raising the Bar, a very, I guess, libertarian-esque TV show, which is almost impossible to find these days. I just finished catching up on it, and they did an episode, a very recent one, about jury nullification.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of cool, and I thought I'd pass that along. But the reason I'm calling tonight is I wanted to revisit the civil civil disobedience versus political action debate.
Okay.
I guess it was last month that things got kind of heated on the show. It kind of disturbed me how everybody was kind of getting at each other's throat, because the way I look at it, we have to have both. And without both, we'll get nowhere. And you guys have even pointed out in the past, the only way that the change to a more free society would happen overnight is through a violent revolution. Other than that, the only way we're going to get there is through a gradual reduction in government. And the only way you're going to do that is through political action.
I don't know if I accept all that is true.
I don't either.
And, yeah. And besides that, I think that the conversation wasn't about what you were suggesting. It wasn't a either or sort of thing. It was more of a debate over which was more effective. And there's really been no conclusion on that. So there are certain people that are in certain camps as far as what they believe to be more effective, but nobody can really draw any sort of conclusions because, well, we're not really closer to liberty. That what has happened is maybe there's been some slowing down of the rise of the state, but
on the political side,
yeah, on the political side, but that's a crapshoot as to whether or not that would have happened anyway without the efforts.
Not likely.
If you look at it historically, though, you have to have both. I mean, sure, what Rosa Parks did was incredibly brave, but if we didn't have the desegregation laws come about, it wouldn't have meant anything.
I don't know if I can agree with it that you have to have both. I think having both, there are certainly some advantages to it, and it's a more effective route to take because essentially you're burning the candle at both ends. But to compare Rosa Parks to what's happening out here, Rosa Parks wanted changes within the existing system. What we're talking about is peacefully evolving beyond the need for government and showing people that, look, this group of violent people running around forcing everyone to do it their way may not be the best way. It might be that, you know, if we advocate personal responsibility and allow people to solve their own problems in the way that they think is best, that might be a better, more humane, compassionate system.
And I totally agree. But one of the things that kind of stood out to me was it seemed like the political action people were the people who were kind of pushing this whole argument last month. And I found it very odd this week when I saw your latest video, Ian, throwing out the challenge for FIJA activism in the state. And specifically, I believe you were challenging the people in the Manchester area.
FIJA is the Fully Informed Jury Association. It's an organization that is dedicated to reaching out to potential jurors and regular people and letting them know that they have the ability to nullify a jury, that they have the ability to nullify a law by saying not guilty if they are a juror, if they disagree with the law itself. So even if there's just hardcore evidence that somebody committed some offense.
Sure, prohibition of alcohol. They may have had alcohol. Do you think that the prohibition, the laws against the prohibiting of having alcohol, that's the problem?
Right, so that's what FIJA's out there promoting. They're promoting the idea that jurors have that ability, which judges won't tell them about. And so there was a Dave Ridley video at RidleyReport.com where I was basically encouraging. Dave said I was shaming them or something like that. But there was a little bit of that going on. But mostly I was trying to encourage them by telling activists, and this is anywhere, not just New Hampshire, but all across the country, telling activists how easy this is, and that you don't need a whole bunch of activists to go out and do fully informed jury association outreach, and that certainly in New Hampshire, where we're bragging every night about how many hundreds of activists there are here, it's kind of embarrassing that there isn't more fully informed jury association outreach going on. What was the point you wanted to make about that?
Well, I mean, it seems to me from what I've noticed, most of the civil disobedience activists are moving to Keene, and most of the political activists are moving to Manchester. So, and it seems to me FIJA outreach is a political activism. Why is it that Keene is completely outperforming Manchester in this regard?
I'd say it's because we have the best activists.
I don't. That may be so. I don't know that I entirely considered it political activism. It's not political activism in the same way as getting your candidate elected. What you're doing is you're asking.
It's inside the system.
You're still acting, asking normal individuals to nullify the law. Is that inside the system or is that outside the system? I suppose it's close. I can see that, but I don't know. You know, is it political action? Maybe.
We're asking them to vote their conscience, essentially, and to follow the way to use the system in the way that it was designed to be used to begin with. I think that's pretty in the system as you can get.
A much easier form of activism than going out and begging people to give your candidate money. It takes what? You guys spend what, a half an hour a morning?
45. It's about 30 to 45 minutes a month, and people can do this. I've written a letter to the Fully Informed Jury Association outlining this. I posted it over at Free Keen a few weeks ago, so you could see it before it appears, hopefully, in their newsletter. I believe they're going to publish it in their next one, not the summer one, but the fall one. And basically, you go to wherever the juries are being selected. You call the courthouse, and you find out when and how often that happens, what time in the morning you need to be there. And you go from basically right when it starts, maybe show up a couple minutes before it starts, because usually, at least around here, the doors are closed. Then they open the doors up, so you've got a bunch of potential jurors lined up outside waiting. And you basically just hand them Fully Informed Jury Association flyers, which you can download or order from FIJA.org, F-I-J-A.org. You hand them out. You know, you offer them with a nice smile. It's the morning, so you want to smile at people and say something to the effect of, would you like free information on your rights as a juror? And you hold out the brochure, and that kind of encourages people to reach out and take it. And around here, it's an amazing percentage of people that actually takes them from us, which is great. I'd say at least 80%, maybe 90% of people will go ahead and take that information. And then you stay there for the entire time that between when they open the doors and they start taking the jurors in to when the jurors are supposed to be there by. So the jurors have a certain deadline. It's always, you know, you need to be here by 9 a.m. or 8:30 or whatever the time is. And then we'll stay 10 minutes after that particular time because you inevitably are going to have the procrastinators or the stragglers that'll show up late, and we certainly want to get flyers into their hands too. So it's a pretty simple operation. It takes us, they only choose jurors once a month here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, so it's a really easy, very low risk, simple activity that I think can have the potential to do a lot. Does that answer your question?
Having worked on a political campaign, I can tell you that sounds 100 times easier than begging for cash for a candidate.
Absolutely, or going door to door and doing any sort of political action like that. I'm with you. Thanks, Eric, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. So FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, two activists. That's, I'd say, about the minimum is what you need to do that. It's easy stuff.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can purchase pretty much anything that you need there. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop. Even used items, if you need to save a few extra bucks, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of new items. amazon.freetalklive.com. We will get a percentage. Eric in Texas just brought up a few moments ago the still open wound almost of this schism that sort of exists and sort of doesn't within the Liberty movement. It's more of like an online phenomenon and an in-depth discussion that we've had on the air than anything that actually affects too much in real life. But it's still interesting to talk about from the perspective of tactics and what it will take to end the reign of the authoritarian state and move on into a more peaceful, voluntary society, or in Mark's dream world, a perfect little government that won't hurt the wrong people and it'll do a great job with courts and police and roads. So, you know, whatever direction it ends up going, I think either way would be better than what we currently have today. We can all agree on that much. But talking about those tactics, and I wanted to just expound a little bit on where I disagreed with Eric, and he was suggesting that he believes that both civil disobedience and political action are necessary in order to achieve that sort of eventual goal of voluntarism or voluntarism, voluntary society, consent-based society as opposed to a coercive society. And I disagree. I think that while there are certainly going to be people who will continue to do politics, and politics will continue to attract new people in, I think there's some benefit to working that system and getting the attention that is garnered from those who participate in it, or to that is given to those who participate, you know, running candidates just for the purpose of getting a message out, things like that. I think there's some use to the political system.
Right. Those are people that care and that are interested and willing to take time out of their lives.
But I think that what you could see happen is if there were enough people doing civil disobedience, the political system will just trail along eventually. Like, if there are enough people out there who are going to disobey whatever the given law is that the question that's on the table at the time, you know, for instance, here in New Hampshire, they were looking at passing a seatbelt legislation that would mandate that everybody who's an adult in New Hampshire has to wear a seatbelt. And there were people that signed a petition that said, you pass this law, and even though I'm relatively law-abiding, I will make a point of disobeying this law, and I'll make a point of not paying for the fine. And that was...
I don't think that they found that. I understand there were about 30 people who did that in a state of 1.3 million, excuse me. And I don't think that the bureaucrats, the politicians, found that in the least bit motivating. I went to their little political thing there and stood in the room, and they shut down the public speaking portion. So I had made the hour and a half drive to Concord, and then the hour and a half drive back for nothing.
Yeah,
they really don't care. They know that if they put in place this system of extracting money from people, that in the long run, enough people will pay that it'll pay for the laggers that don't want to pay.
Probably
and then
true.
At some point or another, they'll beat the laggers into submission. So they really don't care about your civil disobedience on that. On that aspect, what stopped it was the political activists and the phone calling campaign. So, I mean, to even talk about civil disobedience,
what I'm trying to tell you,
in the realm of seatbelts, it's somewhat disingenuous.
What I'm telling you, Mark, is I'm not saying that was why it failed. I'm saying that it's an example of how people were willing to go ahead and do something
sure.
about that issue as opposed to just
but
bow down
really,
as opposed to just bow down and pay the fines. So if you have enough people who refuse to obey, if you have enough people who refuse to ask for permission to live their lives and to be and to act as though they are free people, if the state can't extract obedience anymore from a significant portion of society, even if it's, I mean, when I say significant, I mean 5-10%. I think that's more than enough to really grind the gears of the state completely down and gum it up. And if the state is not getting the obedience it's demanding, if it's not getting the fines it's demanding, if we're not going along with their program anymore, eventually they'll either just start ignoring those things, or you know, the political system will decide to change how it operates based on the fact that people aren't being obedient in those areas. So I don't think that politics is necessary, is a necessary step to achieve the voluntary society. I think you'll see it kind of trail along and follow if that's the direction things go.
I
obviously
absolutely
I'd like to
concur
encourage
with
that.
What you're saying.
Okay.
Absolutely true. If you got enough people to tell the state to stick it where the sun don't shine, you would be successful, and there are lots of historical examples of that. Now, the question is how easy is it to get those people
that
collected in one area and to keep morale up? And one of the things that you have to ask yourself is which is easier. I wouldn't mind being elected to sheriff in my county, but I'm not going to go to jail for 2 months like Sam did and leave my family in the lurch. So you've got this level of willingness to participate. I am willing to do things within the system because it's likely I won't go to jail for 2 months. I am not willing
to... Sure, it's low risk. That's why politics is popular.
I think that there are disservices done by sort of half-stepping. And once again, I'm going to throw this hand grenade at you. I think that the couch instance, lots of people have the opportunity, your couch in your yard that you refuse to move when the...
My neighbor's couch.
Whatever. In your neighbor's yard. And you refuse to move it when the bureaucrats came along. But at some point or another, you said... After they tossed you in jail for 90 days and then gave you, after 4 days, you had an opportunity to kiss butt and get out, and you did, and then you removed the couch. I think that kind of half-stepping, it doesn't increase morale to a great deal, and I think that there's disadvantages.
Well, I disagree, because we can count the number of people that moved here to Keene based on the fact that that incident occurred.
How many other people have nationally syndicated radio shows?
Not very many.
That's right. So it would have been a defeat for anybody else. And
I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
We've been talking on this radio show. We've been talking on this
speculation.
This isn't speculation. We've been talking on this radio show for years, from the time before we moved here to New Hampshire, about some of the great civil disobedience activism going on here. And there have been people that have told me that it's, you know, them hearing about what Lauren Canario did in New London,
yep,
and what she's done here in New Hampshire, and Russell Canning from the New Hampshire Hampshire Free Press, all these people that we've discussed over the years on this program, that they heard that news, and that was exciting enough to them to get them up here. Dale is here. Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com, who we have on this show on Thursday nights, is here specifically because of what Lauren did. Lauren doesn't have her own nationally syndicated radio show, but yet her message got out there through this show, through this show and through YouTube and other places, Ridley Report, and that drew people here. There's no doubt about the fact that civil disobedience, no matter what level of extremeness the person goes to, has an attractive effect on people who appreciate that kind of activism.
It may be so. I don't know.
It's confirmed. Met the people.
To some extent, Sam moved here in order to do it right after you effed it up, right?
Well, some people said Sam did it wrong.
Well, of course they did. I mean, there will be people that will sit on the sidelines, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm not talking about people that sit on the sidelines. I'm talking about people that have their own way of doing things that they think is right. I'm not saying they would necessarily tell Sam he's wrong, but they think their way is the more appropriate way to do things. There have been five or six activists that have gone into the Cheshire County Jail facility this year alone, and each one of them took a slightly different approach as to what they did. Andrew Carroll fasted for the whole time he was in there. David Cruz decided to eat while he was there. Dave Ridley was eating while he was there, but Dave wasn't answering questions. So there's all kinds of different approaches that are happening here. Is one of them better than the others? I don't think so. I think each approach is right for that person who took it, for the time in their life that they were at and the different parameters that surrounded them. I don't criticize any of them for doing it. Whatever they think is right, I think they should do, as long as it's peaceful.
Well, and the point that I'm trying to make here for you is that it is more difficult to do civil disobedience than it is to work within the system. Would you agree with that?
Sure. That's why people work within the system, because it's
easy. That's why there's so many more people working within the system than there are people working outside of the system.
But their effect is less.
Yeah, look at the results, Mark.
Well, I will look at the results. There are six Free Staters in the New Hampshire House. Nearly a quarter of the New Hampshire House is rated libertarian, if you want to be kind of generous as to what a libertarian is. I think it's above 80% in the House. I mean, that's some success. It's
certainly
better than it was 4 years ago.
It's political success, but it's not anything to write home about.
Well, neither is what the outside the system activist.
To an outside the system activist, it is. And to a political activist, what you're talking about is something exciting and worth writing home about. But from my perspective, it's kind of ho hum.
Well, I understand that they've only gotten in the system and they haven't managed to achieve a lot. They've stopped a few things, but they haven't managed to achieve a lot. But then you have to say, what have this outside of the system activists achieved?
They've recruited people here in order to do more things.
So
have
the political activists. Big
That's
bad
great.
Deal. So.
Except the outside the system is, in my opinion, more effective. So I'd take one outside the system activist over 50 political activists.
Which one generates more press, going to protest against the bill or getting arrested and thrown in jail without trial?
I'm certainly they generate press, but sometimes that press is negative and turns people against. On the rest of the state, a lot of Free Staters are considered to be, hey, Free Staters, come on in.
Yeah, but you know the political guys are getting negative press, too, when they get it, so it's not like it's all party time for them. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.